Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another evening. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we get into hearing your word as touching more, there are going to be real fruits and experiences of more in every ramification of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're going to be continuing our conversation on more. And hoping to quickly get into it. I'm trusting that we are putting in the teachings to work. And if you put them to work, we're going to have great blessings by adhering or listening to the teachings. It's not just about listening, you should also listen and you should put it to work, right? So you make the Word of God work, you practice it, you make sure it becomes a part and parcel of you. We declared this year a year for more. And so, as I'm led to do, we'll continue on some of the things that we will have to put in place to ensure that we have what we call the year. Bible says, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you sayeth. If we say this year is our year for more, we should have more. And we're poised for it, we're excited about it, we're determined that it's going to be what we want it to be. And we trust God greatly for it. I started speaking about some of the things that we have to do so that we can bring in the more. And one of those things that we'll be looking at tonight is to make sure that in this year for more, we're open to more sacrifices. You know, whenever you speak about sacrifices or making sacrifice, everybody goes like, oh, not this church actually, because I know you're not like that. But say, more sacrifice. And so in this year where we expect more and we want to receive more, we are going to learn to sacrifice. And that's how we're going to usher in the more we're trusting God for. Joshua chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. Joshua chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. So Joshua burned the town of Ai. And it became a permanent mound of ruins, desolate to this very day. Joshua impaled the king of Ai on a sharpened pole and left him there until evening. You can call it Ai, you can call it AI, you can call it whatever it is a noun, okay? So now it's quite permissible to call it Grace. What would you call AI? Call in and tell me what you call AI. Dum, dum. Another communication student.
Pastor B is good. My God. So, good evening, Pastor. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Pastor, please, I'll call it I.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, please, Pastor.
Could you mute your microphone for me?
Yes, please, Pastor.
I'm not hoping that she was trying to think I was like trying to get her in the. I was trying to test her, but it was actually a test. Yeah, it was a test. It was a slight test, because I can't be calling it I and you say it's Pastor. Please, I think it's AI. Are you the one teaching the Bible? So she, I think she passed it, but this year you will pass every test in your life. Yes, you'll pass every test. Yes, you'll pass every test. I was actually seeing something at camp meeting concerning you, Grace. And you'll pass every test. And the Lord told me to tell you that He will honor you.
Amen.
Yes. So.
Amen.
Lord honor you.
Amen.
Lord will honor you.
Amen.
So, if there are things I know that you don't know, please mute your microphone for me. So, Joshua, bent I. Don't call it any other name. Call it the way your pastor calls it. Don't say that, oh no, I think I'm a geography student. And you know, geography, it is letter A and letter. So, and Joshua bent I and made it an heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until eventide. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and raise thereon a great heap of stones that remaineth unto this day. Then Joshua build an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. He built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal. So this was Joshua after he had bent down the city. And what happened was that he first hanged the king to the tree. And on all of the things that he did, what he did also was that he built an altar. Now an altar are spaces or elevated places for sacrifice. You see, today's Christianity, if paid attention to, seems very far away from the Bible Christianity that we read. And you know, while it's in fact that everybody wants to have things immediately, it's now, it has to happen today. No, God cannot ask me to do this, it's too much. So, comparatively, you get to realize that the Bible Day Christianity is very far, it seems very far away from the present day Christianity that we have. While Paul and other apostles and other disciples of the apostles are telling what sacrifices they gave, some died, some gave of their all, some were burnt in hot oil, some were stoned to death, all with ministry at the center of it. Some were burnt alive. Some hanged. Many different wild things that people had to go through for their love for Jesus. Today, even when it rains, you see people, Pastor Peace is there meeting. All the clouds begin to gather. You see that they are happy. Let it rain. So once it rains, it means that the day is over. Everything has cancelled. They will not go anywhere. They will stay in their homes. So you see that today's Christianity is quite interesting. If you pay careful attention, you realize that evolution and civilization, you know, is trying to civilize the Christianity. But that is not how it's supposed to be. He's the God of yesterday, He's the God of today, He's the God of tomorrow. He's the same yesterday, He's the same today, He's the same, He will be the same tomorrow. He says, I am God, I change not. So that's who He is. He doesn't change because of civilization. He doesn't change because, you know, the world is changing at a faster pace. No, He's God. While in fact He's not against the use of sophisticated gadgets and all of that, it should not change the heart of the Christian. It should not change. It should not change the conviction of a Christian. While Paul and all of these men in the apostles, foundational apostles, whatever apostles, they are all around sharing how that they suffered, they died, some went through shipwreck, some in deep poverty. People of Macedonia were in deep poverty, yet still they gave, you know, others wasted their time, you know, in certain places. When you look at old time missionary, close to 100 years ago, there were missionaries that would get up and move to other countries. Today, the Christian is just excited about, oh, God, I want money. Oh, God, I want a job. Oh, God, I want a car. Oh, God, I want a house. Oh, God, my rent. Oh, you see, life is now hard, so we have to find out. Oh, God, I really want to get married. Oh, God, I really want to leave the country. Oh, God, it's like we now are putting God within a certain perspective. And that is very dangerous. That is very dangerous. So when you begin to talk about sacrifice, you see, even the Christian mind, you know, thinks that every sacrifice you give is towards getting money, towards getting a breakthrough, towards getting a certain miracle, towards, it's amazing that people have very interesting ideas when it comes to this.
Look at the Pentecostal fathers who left their comfort zones to come into deprived countries like Ghana. Look at the charismatic fathers who had to go through a lot of issues to start out churches. Some were hungry for many times. But today, even taking a car from where you are to be present at a service, they have to still pay for you and convince you and try to caress you and try to force you and try to beg you. If we're going to have more, there are going to be men who literally put their lives on the line for it to happen. Men who literally put their lives on for it to happen. Men who don't care about themselves, but they care about what God wants to do. So today you find out that not many people are interested when it comes to sacrifice. They can't sacrifice anything. I even sometimes I'm cautious because, I mean, even the thing that you said you are sacrificing, who gave that whatever to you? So, you know, when people ask me, do you think it's a sacrifice? I don't feel like it's a sacrifice. I don't feel like it's a sacrifice. What do you have that you are even sacrificing? What do you really have? Who are you really that you say you are sacrificing your time? Who are you? You that you are saying you are sacrificing your time. Who are you? Who are you? Savior service is just 3 hours, it ends into 5 hours. Who are you? So we must have a very humble mentality. And let me tell you something. God honors those who sacrifice to Him. Yes. Look at Abraham. Look at Isaac. Look at Jacob. Look at Joseph. There were some sort of sacrifices to make sure that God's plan was birthed and happened. See, as a ministry, there are certain things that will only respond to great sacrifices. Sentences that will respond to great sacrifices. You can't sacrifice anything. You can't leave anything. You can't stop something. More movies, you can't even stop. You can't even say that, oh, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to sacrifice. I don't even like to call it sacrifice again, but I'm just going to lay this thing down and move away from it.
let me tell you something. There's an interesting price to pay if you're going to serve God the way you ought to be served. There are great sacrifices to make if you want to serve God. If you don't like sacrifices, please don't be in the ministry. Find like a secretarial job or something job to do. It's not a good spot. So if we're going to have more, I don't find something else. Find something else to do. You want to have all the time to yourself. You want to watch all the movies you want to watch. You want to visit what place every time you have time for yourself. You can't leave or give something No. So if we're going to have more, this more is going to be ushered in by sacrifices. Acts. Chapter 15. Verse 26. Acts chapter 15, verse 26. I remember a time Bishop Doug in one of his teachings made reference to how that they wanted to build. And he went to the leaders and he said, all of you go and sell your cars. We want to build. Sell your cars and bring the money and let's build. It's nonsense. It's crazy. It's crazy. In your life, what great sacrifices have you made for God? Think about it. Even when it comes to discipleship and meeting people and telling people that, oh, they should take them. You are not even doing it. They ask you, say, Pastor, please, I don't really have that much time. Because I've been really busy. Come on, give us a break. Are you busier than God? What great sacrifices have you made for God? Your time? Your resources, your heart. Are you just doing it anyhow? Because you are being asked to do it. Or you are actually doing it for the Lord. So when I hear more and experiencing more and having more, we are going to learn to sacrifice
sacrifice time, sacrifice our energy, sacrificing our strength, sacrificing our resources. Yes. Yes, it's true. If not, we'll not see it.
Oh,
some of us, and you, some of you don't know that there are simple tests that are laid before you when it comes to sacrifice, but you keep failing them again and again and again. That's why you cannot be promoted into something very great and something very special. And you cannot be honored in a certain way. Yes. Seriously, Pastor, but God doesn't test. No, God tests. He does tests. He does tests. It's not a test in the form of temptation, but it's a test to prove what kind of a person that you really are. It's a test for proving. So, what's the problem? Okay. Ah, God. Why is this happening? Is a simple test. I mean, just imagine one time you say, I'm a degree mechanical engineer. I fixed mechanics. I had first class in school. And I further proceeded to get my PhD in mechanical wiring and supplying. And all of this time we are listening to you, but you see, what we didn't tell you is that we are using a generator. Then very soon, the lights are off. Then we say, oh, mechanical PhD engineer. This one there is just cough. We take you to your mechanical PhD. You say, okay, just fix the generator. Just do something. And we find out that the mechanics did not mechanic. It's a test that exposes a certain kind of a weakness. You were not mechanics anything. You're exposed. Totally see that now your PhD and all, and then now we now have to pick a bike and then go to one we now have to pick a bike and go to one roadside mechanic, and here comes somebody who don't even have a diploma, who doesn't even have a diploma, comes and tweet wires red to red, green to this. The thing is working again. Where is, you failed a simple test that you said you were, you said you love God, you said you love your pastor, you said you love God, but simple things that you failed at it. And you see, those failures are exposures. They expose you on what you should actually do. That's what happens. You're exposed. You're exposed. You're exposed. You're exposed. Yes. Yes. So God also will put things, not to make you tempted to fall for. So, no, He will put things ahead of you just to prove you. That kind of a proving is the test. It's a test into greater things. A test into greater things. Some of you had just a need that, pray for the next 2 weeks in the night, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. That's the 2 weeks that you slept. Your whole life, that 2 weeks that you slept, it has passed. We don't know when it's going to come again. So be on the lookout for tests, sacrifices that you have to do, that you are just overlooking. But that is why you are not being all that God wants you to be. Just simple tests. Yes.
sometimes when I was a B farm, I was the last batch for B farm. And when I used to work, I saw some of these tech students coming level 500, level 600. They're trying to say that, oh, this guy is very good. What is he? They say, oh, he's a B farm. He's not a farm D. And I'll say, eh, so come. Let me test. If I test, you know what, I will know what sort of a person that you are. So by the time I twitch, I tap two questions, three questions, four, five, six questions, you see, now everybody is straight. It's like, no. We should really just be very fine. Those of you who are in the hospitals and all, you say you are family. When you get there, you see test upon test. So I've been in school for 6 years. They send you for word rounds, and you see that your legs are shaking at the word. You don't know whether to disappear. You don't know what to say. You are praying that they should not call you and ask you any questions, because if they call you to be a disgrace, you are being tested. It's not to kill you. And we're trying to prove. We're trying to prove what sort of person you are. You say you are a PhD in mathematics. We give you small algebra. It's flogging you. We have to come and explain. If we explain, you don't still understand, but you still have a PhD in mathematics. This one is... Yes. So God just tests. So let me know what kind of a person. Test. But you failed. And when you failed, your honor and your reward will be given to another person. Yes. You failed. But I pray that nobody is going to keep failing after this meeting. You are going to pass all of them. So it's just a test of patience. Yes, whether you murmur or complain or you just despise, whatever it is. Yes. And after that test of patience comes a reward, an honor that he puts on you. So tell your friend, be on the lookout. You might not know. Maybe this thing that is looking is a test. Pass it. Be fine. Yes. Be fine. Don't complain. Don't murmur. This thing that God asked you to give, it was a test, but you didn't give it. You said, oh, no, it's too much. It's too much. You have failed the test. This thing God said you should do, take evangelism serious. Take discipleship serious. He wants to give you more numbers. He wants to give you more people. But You didn't see. Somebody's on your neck. The person is treating you badly. The person is speaking against you. The person is against what you do. You are praying for the nations. Do you know how many stubborn people are in the nations? So, this year, I'm actually not speaking about tests, but I don't know how I got here. There are people who are going to learn to sacrifice for more to come in. They're going to sacrifice their time. They're going to sacrifice their energy. They're going to be happy at the work we have on our hands. It's like they're going to take it like their own. So, it's just a few people that no, it's mine. This is what the ministry, or this is the ministry the Lord has committed to. My hands. So I see you entering into different dimensions because of your sacrifices. It's true. Oh, it's very true. It's very true.
It's very true. If God tests me, do I test? Yes. If God tests me, do I test? Yes. If God tests, I also test. Yeah. There's some people you can't move them in discipleship. You can't move them. You can't say, go here. Say, no. Pastors, you can't move and say, go back, go to this place, go move from where you are, move to this place. Meanwhile, that place doesn't look very nice. Move where you are, move from there. He can't move. Say, oh, okay, we are not moving then. Is it test? To try what sort of a person you are. You can't know what is in a man's heart, except you try him. And some, I pray you don't fail God's test and you don't fail your pastor's test. Some of you, we committed people in discipleship to your hands. A lot of you like that. Committed people in discipleship to you. I'm watching to see what you do with them. So you should not be happy when your pastor does not bring in more disciples to you. It means that you are failing the test. You are not handling it well. And you are also not making disciples. Because I also have times sometimes where I make disciples. But I want people to be under people so that I can have the ability to oversee the work that is general. So I say, you go here. You be here. You stand here. You do so that I can oversee the general work. I can't get to everybody hands on. And I give you this. So you're going to sacrifice many things. I don't know. I should just flow in the teaching. Maybe tomorrow we can hit on sacrifices again. They are giving you things and then you fail. Just things you fail. You don't handle. You don't do. You don't do. He who is faithful in little. God will entrust much bigger things. God will entrust much bigger things. Five disciples, you are already complaining. How would they grow? How would your work grow? Five, you are already saying, I don't have time. I really don't. And work is really taking and I'm really busy. How would they grow? Even me, I want to take them and give them to somebody else. How would they go? How would they do well? How would they multiply? Come on, 1 hour, 2 hours of praying in a day. You are complaining that it's too much. How would you learn how to pray? Say, oh, and they pray this, and they pray another time. Even your eating time is not up to 2 hours. Some of you eat one, after 20 minutes you eat another, after 20 minutes you eat another. Even though some eat also very fast, 5 minutes, they finish with the food. But some will stay on the food 30 minutes, breakfast 30 minutes, lunch 30 minutes, supper. Then you now say that we are doing this. So there are things to sacrifice and there are tests to pass. So pass your test. Whatever test is giving you, pass it. Pass it. Be a very faithful servant of what has been committed to you. Be a very faithful servant. God has given you one, He's watching. And there are some others who feel like, no, let's not give so much in money. Let's not give too much. Because it's too much to give. What are they using the money for? What are they using the money for? Other people will give too. So let me give moderately, calculatively. Because other people should also give.
I keep saying this. There's no amount of money that can pay for God's grace over what we are doing. Mark it on the wall. There's no amount of money that can pay. No amount of money. And no amount is too much. No amount is too much. When I say amount, some of you are thinking even small, like, oh, maybe 500 cedis. No, I'm not talking about that. That one is talking about several tens of thousands. There's no amount of money that can pay. And hundreds of millions. There's nothing, no amount of money that can pay. Oh no, it's right. Oh, this person, oh, this person, and this person, oh no. Oh, let's not give too much to the ministry. Oh, let's not give too much to pastor. It's too much. Oh. Simple test you failed. Simple one. Very simple. It's very simple. If I'm not exaggerating, of which I'm not, there is more that I do for others than I do for myself. Far more. I can tell you far more. Far more. And I believe that God watches on the heart. Yes. Far more. Yeah. And that is also a test to pass, because you see money that will never be yours. It will never be yours. You think it's coming to you, but it's not. It's going somewhere else. You see things that will never be yours. You see things that will never be yours. But after you have passed those tests, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. I almost give to the extent that I feel there's nothing that is actually mine. Yes. It will never be yours. And God is watching. He's watching carefully. He's watching carefully. If I tell you some of the things, I can't even tell you, because I shouldn't tell you. Just tell you generally. So, they are simple tests to pass. Some of you, God is about making you financiers of the vision, but you failed the test. You failed the test. Because rather than give continually, you stopped. You failed the test. Somebody has come there. Somebody has come there. Or somebody will come there. Or somebody's about to come there. Let me say that. Because me, normally when I speak, I speak like a prophet. So I don't like to pay attention to my tenses. Yes, I don't like to pay attention to my tenses. Because the tenses sometimes are even prophetic. Because the people listening to me, they will know whether they are the people or they are not the people. Or somehow, the tenses are just supernatural. Yes, so I don't know why I say you will, you should or you will. But either of the case, that's something that should happen. It does not start with having a lot to give. It does not start with having a lot to give. It does not start with having a lot to give. 20 cedis is enough to stay committed into the vision that God has raised you for. It's enough, but He's just watching to see. But you never stayed faithful with it. Yes. And God is bigger than everyone, including myself, who is nobody. You fail the test. Or you are about to fail the test.
That's why I'm teaching you, so that you will not fail. Yes. So from this day, there are going to be sacrifices. Sacrifices that you will make. You say, yes, this one I've made a sacrifice. And do not be wary of doing them. He watches. It's not just a time. It might be a time. It might be continuous. It might be... But in all the cases, there are sacrifices to be made. There are times where you need to inconvenience yourself in your time. You are tired. You need to sleep. But you have to still be there. You still have to be present. You are tired. Your body is... They are all things that he watches at. They are all things that he watches at. They are all things that he watches on. Yeah. They are all things that he watches on. And many of you are going to have very good jobs. And you have very good jobs. Now, I've even stopped expecting that you hear another person say the same thing so that you get to know that I'm saying, I'm telling you what is happening. I'm telling you what is happening. Tell me what is happening. You see it. You see it. You see it with your eyes. You see it with your eyes. And it's already happening, actually. Yeah. It's already happening, actually. It's already happening. It's already happening. But don't think that whatever has been committed to you is just for you. So, we're going to look all around. Look all around. All around. So, there are patriarchs that sacrificed their time. Sometimes even your energy, you need to rest, but you still say no. Though my outward man perisheth, my inward man is refreshed day by day. Abel sacrificed to the Lord, and he was accepted. Noah sacrifice to the Lord, and he became one of the heroes of faith, as written in Isaiah. Abraham repeatedly built altars and made large sacrifices to the Lord. He was actually the father of faith for the whole world, because he was enlarged in the area of the sacrifice. There was a test before him. Give out your son, Isaac. Go and slaughter him. What? Are you serious, Lord? My only son is what the Bible says about him. He was not the only son, actually. But he was the one he loved. He was the one he had his heart on. And God says, give it. Give it. Give it. Give it. Say all night, you say, my leg is paining me. Meanwhile, you don't pray also. That's the interesting. You don't pray. If you were praying and you say, my leg is paining, but you don't pray. We ask you to come all night and say, oh, it's not this, 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 this. So you're going to learn how to sacrifice.
Don't hold on to things. It's a way to die slowly. Yeah. It's a way to wither. Don't just be more about yourself and yourself and yourself and yourself and it's all about me, me. It's a way not to do well. This year, there are sacrifices to make in Jesus' name. Sacrifices, time, energy, discipleship, consistency, prayer. You are present through and through. Money. 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 Yes, because normally money is not, it's not, you see, I was telling a group of people and I said that you can literally know the heart of a man in a thing by the money that he gives. And it is very true because money is very comparative. The Bible compares money to God. So if somebody can give money, it means the person can also love God easily. I'm not saying the person loves God easily. The person can love God easily. Because it's one of the things that's very difficult. Very difficult. Because it's compared to God. Yes, Mammon and God. Yes. Yeah. So all the people around me, we honor you, we honor you. You see, I know God's word and I'm able to point a lot of things to markers of what is truly in a man's heart. It's when a man just gives to you. Sometimes you see, it might not even be about the money, but see, the heart of just being around. You see, sometimes just being around and something small. It's like it shows in giving. In fact, the real Greek word, you know, which the Bible makes reference to as double honor, is directly related to giving. That double honor is not, yes, sir, Pastor, yes, sir, Lord, we love you. Oh, Pastor, oh, you are the master. Oh, Pastor, oh, Pastor, yay, Pastor, Pastor, yay, Pastor. No, the real word actually is substantial giving. That's what I'm telling you something today that I've not told you. It's substantial giving. When you see a man who really honors a man, he substantially gives. He gives and gives and gives continually. Yes, to the man's needs. Yes, it's substantial. It's not in fanfool, kneeling down and all of those things. Sometimes somebody can be kneeling down and they tell you, hurry up and pass by. We want to stand up. We want to stand up. We want to stand up. So when you see someone who finds it very difficult to give, it means that the person is not really honorable. This one is a classical marker of honor. It's a classical marker of honor. When you study the word of God, it shows it to you. It's a classical mark of honor. Yeah. And I'm telling you that it's not in how much. The how much actually depends on how much the person can also, like, the person, maybe, I don't know, but the person makes or the person. But the real mark of honor is when the person can, like, the person actually has a heart for you. And the person shows it. It's not just the person that, I have a heart for you. I have a heart for you. I have a heart for you. I love you. I have a heart for you. I love you. I have a heart for you. No, it's none of those. All those things are different manifestations. The real one is going to be seen. So that's why Paul tells that they should make sure that they double honor elders that rule over them. There's a need for doing it. And you should not just do it small. It should be more. It should be double of whatever it is you do for anybody. It's when somebody really honors the person. Yes. It's true. Yes. It's true. What I'm telling you is true.
truth. He was directly related to giving. Directly. So Abraham is sacrificing. If I don't teach you this, nobody can teach you this. I'm the one that I'm supposed to teach you. You're not supposed to hear it from someone. I'm supposed to teach you. So you see some pastors, it's like they are afraid. Me, I'm not afraid to teach you what you are supposed to know. Yes. That's why you will continually be blessed. It's like your life will be, it will be coming better. Yes, because you are doing everything and you are hearing the word of God that has taught you without any fear and without any reservation. I'm not afraid of you to tell you that when you don't give to me, you don't honor me. I'm not afraid of you. I can tell you that. One time, I read a book and a man of God was speaking on the same thing. And he said that he had been with this young guy for a while. And the young guy came to him at a point in time and gave him a monetary gift. And he said he opened the gift. This was his beloved son. He said he opened the gift and he said, "Listen to me, you are my son. This thing you are giving to me, I don't accept and I don't think it's a good thing." He said when he said that, the boy broke down in tears and started crying. And the boy started asking for forgiveness from his spiritual father and telling him that he should forgive him because he has wronged him. Yes. And he said the next month, the kind of money the boy brought in, and he said, he called the boy again. He said, "Son, this one, I accept it. It's a good thing. Yeah, nobody can teach you what you have to do, what your pastor has to teach you. Nobody can teach you that. Nobody can teach you. But you see, he could take the same thing and smile sheepishly at it. It is not good for that son. It's not good for him. It's not good for him. Acts 15:26, before we go. Tomorrow I think I'll hit on sacrifice again. Acts 15:26. So Paul speaks about certain men. Some of you think that you can just bring anything and just give it and it pleases. It's not every sacrifice that's pleasing. Not every. Even God is not pleased by every sacrifice. It's not every. Not that the pastor is covetous, no. Not that the pastor is unthankful, no. But there are some that when, you know, extend that, it has a very strong impact. Yeah. There's one person only I cried on his head. There's one person. Yes. I cried on the person's head. And I'm seeing the fruits of those tears. I'm not lying to you. Because that is pleasing. It's pleasing. It touches the heart. Like, God, if you don't help this one, who can help him? If you don't help this person, who can help this person? That is when you provoke a certain manifestation on your life. And things that you don't deserve, things you never dreamt of, you see them coming to you. Yes. You don't like this teaching? You want to sleep? You want to sleep? Because the sacrifice, I should teach you about, I should teach you about Holy Spirit, supernatural manifestations. All of these are tied to the supernatural manifestation. All of these things are tied to the supernatural manifestations. When your pastor is not happy with you, you think it's a normal thing. Not happy in a sense that maybe he's sad about you. No. It's just that you don't mean so much to him. Yes. Because maybe you are selfish. You don't care about anything. It's true. It's true. So there's that sacrifice that pleases. Yes, it pleases the heart of the servant. It's not also in the quantity. Don't think about quantity. Because some of you are not even working in all of it. It's not about the quantity. It's about the heart with which it is done. The consistency with which it happens. You almost can't believe that, why is this person doing this thing? That is what provokes something. Yes. It's true. So from today, you're going to learn. See, there are also some people who will serve in discipleship. They'll serve. It's like God looks on them with so much joy and so much pleasantness. Yes. Yes. There are some things when they start happening. I can't tell you now. But I'll tell you the things that God told me as a result of certain sacrifices that I did or that I gave. Now, those things are a function of grace, obviously, and I don't despise that. But there's a sacrifice also that comes. I've done certain things and God spoke to me, and I'm still waiting to see them because He's told me that I told you this. Pay attention to it. Yes. So from today, you're going to be somebody that does not struggle with serving the Lord, that does not struggle with sacrifice. You, even your work, you say you close at 4. So 4, Pastor, you know I close at 4. You close at 4, so we shouldn't have a meeting because you close at 4. Because of you, we shouldn't have a meeting. Because you close at 4, we shouldn't have a meeting. Or because you close at this, we should postpone the meeting so that you can meet the meeting. We are not waiting for anybody. We're going to have meetings diverse times. Of course, with wisdom and leadership, I'm going to make sure that it's quite comprehensive. Oh, we are just going to be having meetings upon meetings. I believe that this year we are going to have more hair. Yes. We're going to have more money also as well. And we'll give like our heads are not there. Unless we don't see that the ministry needs something. There should be people like that. Unless we don't see that the ministry needs something. Wherever it will come from, it will come. Unless we don't see that something needs to be done. And even when we don't see that something needs to be done, we are giving joyfully, cheerfully, without grudge. You see, let me tell you something. This thing I'm telling you, a lot of pastors, when they hear me, they want me to come and teach in their church. Yeah. Because many pastors are very afraid. I'm not afraid of you. I'm the one that labors over you. I shouldn't be afraid of you. I'm afraid that if you do this, if you do that, the congregation will say, I'm the one that teaches you now. I'm the one that pours out into you. I'm the one that prays into you. I should be able to tell you. Yes, I have a pastor. He likes me so much. He said, Prof, come and preach on this for me. If I can preach it in someone's church, I can preach it to my people. I'm not afraid of it. I go and I preach the same thing I'm teaching you. So nobody will be able to tell you. Unless that the person really, nobody will be able to tell you. There are some people like, I can send them anywhere. I don't give them 10 pesos. 10 pesos I don't give them. I don't give them. 10 pesos I don't give. Yes. Do this, go here, be here, do here, be here, tell me, come here, do that. 10 pesos, I don't even give them. Yeah, sacrifice, that's what I'm teaching you. Because nobody gave me any pesos for doing anything. If I keep giving you 10 pesos, you are going to be very spoiled. And you're going to think that the ministry is all about having something to give. You can't even receive very well. You can't really receive. from today, I'm teaching you something that is very important. Eh? Yes. Everything that you are giving to the Lord and to His servant, give it sacrificially and good, well, the best of it all. Give it. Don't worry about how it will come to you. Don't worry about how it will come to you. Don't worry. So I think I've spoken on what I'm supposed to speak about because I feel a release now. Tomorrow I'll continue on sacrificing. I'll show you the different sacrifices that the patriarchs made. If there's time tomorrow. Tomorrow, hopefully. Yes. So, we are going to have this. I'm tired. It's too much. When you love God, you don't sleep all the time you want to sleep. You take time to rest, but every time you're tired, I'm tired. Where's your sacrifice? Where is it? Where's your sacrifice? You think serving the Lord is just jolly? No. This year we'll have good jobs, we'll sacrifice. To be at the job and to be effective and to be at church and to be very effective. Where's your sacrifice? Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, I'm praying for whosoever desires this heart. Let them begin to walk in it from today. Some people see the grace of God on my life, and they look at it with so much, It's like they love it. See, this person you are seeing is a sacrificed person. That's all I can tell you. It's a sacrificed person. I've had pains. It's just that the word of God keeps me. Yes. When you see me, you think there's nothing. But this person is a sacrificed person. I've had to give things I never wanted to give. Oh, you think it's not... It just comes by. I told you yesterday that don't be presumptuous. Don't walk in presumption. It's like you are presuming that, it's just the gift of God. Yes, it is the gift of God, but there are other things. Yeah. Yeah. Sacrifices of prayer. The sacrifice. I told you that there was nothing that swayed me off from ministry. Yes. And whatever that wanted to sway me off, when the Lord spoke to me, I left it and I said no. Yeah. And I can tell you this. I'm not saying that it means something, but I can tell you this. I started to see a level of power when I sacrificed something. I started to see a level of power that I had never seen in my whole ministry before. Yeah. I started to see a level of flow that I had not seen before. Yes. Maybe that is what was demanded of me. You too, there's something demanded of you. If you don't do it, you can't see it. You can't see it. Yes. I started to see a level of something when I did something. Yes. Sometimes I watch how people look into me. They look at me. And they look at me with so much admiration. And I tell myself that you don't want to be where I am. You don't want to. Because if you are where you are, when they say do this, you will say you will not do. So it will be safer if you stay where you are. It will be safer. my God, say I fasted for 200 and something, something days, 300 and something, something. I just look at it and I just smile. Only God will judge whatever it is that's happened. Yes. Yes. So there are things to sacrifice. Some of you can't sacrifice your body. You are too beautiful. You are too handsome. It's like you care so much about, you know, you care so much. You care so much. You care so much.